Now, returning to the situation in relation to the economy here at home, the volume of retail sales here has fallen for the sixth month in a row, according to figures from the Central Statistics Office. Retail sales in October were down 2.6% compared to the same month last year. However, with inflation running at a 40-year high, the value of those declining sales, the amount of money we're actually spending, has increased by just over 6% year on year. We'll speak to our business editor, Wold Goodbody, who has more on this in just a moment. But first, shoppers in Galway have been telling our Western correspondent Pat McGrath about their spending plans for the festive season.
I'd say we'd spend probably less this year, just with the cost of everything between electricity bills, all the price of things has gone up. So as a family, we'll probably spend less this year, yeah.
Everything seems to be a bit more expensive this year, so not really sure what I'm looking out for, but it's probably, you know, little presents kind of going up maybe €2 or €3 each year, so.
And do you have to budget accordingly, or how are you going to approach it?
Not sure. Probably we'll have to budget a bit, maybe set a max limit and then go from there. But I'd say it'll be less presents this year anyways, that's for sure.
I do notice that actually I have less money than I had, I know, definitely. But it doesn't affect me as much. I'm lucky because I'm a single person who can manage in what I have, really. The people I'm generally giving things to, they're all adults and they don't really care, you know. So it's easy enough to cut back and to make adjustments. But I think it's very difficult on people because it's starting so early now. Christmas starts on the 1st of November now, you know, which is really difficult. And you have all this advertising and everything. People who of children must be run, you know, I don't know how they deal with it.
It's expensive, all right, but the government has done a lot to help people like myself with fuel grants, but it's expensive to live. Taxis has gone to the roof. I can't walk. I'm on a walking aid now, and it cost me €14 to come in to get a pair of slacks here. A pair of slacks cost me €90. Holy God. Now, the cost of living is a big thing. Christmas was not a big time for me. It doesn't make much difference to me. I wish to God it was over and done with, and I won't be spending more or less, but I wish everybody a very happy Christmas.
Shoppers in Galway this morning. Well, as I say, with us is our business editor, Will Goodbody, who's been looking at these CSO figures this morning. Will, the volume of sales is down, but what's been spent, the value has gone up. I suppose that's to be expected in this now pretty, over the last number of decades, unprecedented levels of inflation.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, obviously this is a really important time of the year for retail and for retailers. And after a tricky few years because of the pandemic, most will be obviously hoping for a strong performance this Christmas. But there are fairly mixed signals coming out of this data and other data we'll talk about in a moment. First of all, looking at those CSO retail sales figures for October, as you say, they show that in value terms, retail sales were 1.2% higher last month compared to September and up 6.1% on the same month last year. But really, that increase seems to be driven in the main by rising prices, because when you drill down and look at the performance in terms of volume of goods actually sold and you compare October with the same month a year ago, the volume of goods sold by retailers was actually down 2.6%. And that's the sixth consecutive month that volumes were lower versus a year earlier. The biggest annual decreases were in the category described by the CSO as other retail sales. Now, that includes things like carpets and floor coverings, music, games, toys, gardening equipment, jewellery, and other areas that might be described or classed as discretionary. There were also big decreases in food, beverages, and tobacco, and in furniture and lighting. So what it all seems to tell us is that people are cutting back on things they don't necessarily have to buy and pay more for, and they're paying more for what they do have to purchase. And the overall result, I think, is that they're spending more or the same as they normally do, but getting less for it. And that's probably not a great outlook for retailers ahead of Christmas, particularly when retail sales in the first part of the year had been growing quite strongly.
And Christmas is, we all know, a crucial time of the year for retailers. Their industry representatives, Retail Ireland, have been talking today about what the expectation is in the industry for what people will be spending this Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, at this time every year, Retail Ireland tries to estimate what they think it's likely people will spend over the upcoming festive period. And they do this by modelling spending patterns and projecting forward using them. Now, like everything in economics, it's not an exact science. But with that word of caution in mind, Retail Ireland is forecasting that this Christmas consumers will in total spend €1.9 billion more during December than they would during the other months of the year. Now, that translates into just under €1,000 more of a spend per household in December than they would in a normal month. That's broadly similar to last year. So while not a huge improvement, at least that would signal that things may not get worse from their point of view. Of course, the big factors here once again are inflation and the more pessimistic economic outlook. And that means that shoppers will be looking to get value for money. Here's Arnold Dillon, the director of Retail Ireland.
broadly similar to last year. We saw a significant rise in retail sales during the start of the year, and some of that has eased off as cost of living concerns have come back. But on balance, we think we'll end up at the same place as last year, and that's not a bad position. Last year was a really good year for retail. Clearly, cost of living issues are front of mind when it comes to the consumer, and obviously retailers are adapting their offering to make sure that they can continue to provide value. We've seen the last 2 years, Christmas being really overshadowed by COVID concerns. So there are certainly indications, however, that this year that people are determined to go out there and mark this. We saw really positive and good spending over Halloween, and that suggests that, as I say, consumers are determined to make sure they have a proper celebration this year. Last year, a lot of Christmas sales happened early, and obviously there might have been a preference for online because of COVID concerns. So we're expecting potentially sales to happen a little bit closer to Christmas this time, and certainly there's a great emphasis on making sure that people get into town and city centres and make sure that they have that full experience, that full Christmas experience in those locations.
And just a final word on all this. Will, Bank of Ireland has published what it calls its economic pulse today. What's it saying?
Yeah, well, it's showing that consumer sentiment has actually fallen this month compared to October and now stands well below where it did a year ago. And according to the bank, households appear more anxious about prospects for the economy and the labour market, with 56% now expecting unemployment to increase over the next year, up from 49% last month. Not surprisingly, therefore, the results indicate many people, when it comes to spending, they'll be reining in their spending plans for Christmas. 3 in 4 consumers are now saying that they intend spending the same or more on presents this year compared with last, but this is down from 3 out of every 4 in 2021. So as the Christmas shopping season gets underway in earnest, some mixed messages emerging, I think, and retailers will be obviously hoping that it's the more optimistic predictions that will ultimately prove to be accurate.
Will Goodbody, thank you for that.